J-Lo.
Well, hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to today's show. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station, available online via the UK Health Radio app and also via Alexa. A very warm welcome to Acupuncture Point.
I'm loose, loose, and everybody knows I get off the train. Baby, it's the truth, it's the truth. I'm like Inception, I play with your brain, so I don't sleep or snooze, snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no. Cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck. Dale.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor, yeah.
I know, how very, very jazzy. Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station with over 1.2 million listeners every single week. Thank you Thank you, thank you. The more people that listen to our shows, the more love, the more positivity, and the more healthcare tips we are able to share all around the world. And I really, really appreciate you listening to little old me. So coming up in today's show, in addition to being an acupuncturist, I'm based in South London and have the very, very cryptic website, southlondonacupuncture.com. I know. I share it with my brilliant, brilliant acupuncture colleague, Lisa Milnes. In addition to doing that, I'm also a writer. I know. And I have written, together with my wonderful mum, a book called Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen. And I thought it might be fun for us to explore a little bit of that book. You remember how we used to explore the Tao Te Ching until I ran out of chapters? Well, I thought we can start a new exploration and explore Delicious Mauritius together. We're also going to discuss how, for those people who are looking to improve their fertility, how you can boost your yang energy and how this can have a positive impact on your ability to have a baby. We're also going to look into some very interesting research into how electroacupuncture can help with depression associated post-stroke. And we are also going to discuss some top dietary tips that can help to keep your mind in tip-top condition. And if that wasn't enough, I've got no idea how we're going to cram all of this into the show. We're also going to play another rip-roaring round of Game of Themes. What is this game, I hear you cry, clutching at your pearls? Well, this is a marvellous game where all you need to do, if you'd like to join in, is to see if you are able to guess the theme that links together all of the decidedly juicy music that I shall be playing for you across today's show.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears. Beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hello, hello. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to Acupuncture Point this week. So, I might have mentioned just the once that I recently wrote and published my first book, Delicious Mauritius, Tastes and Tales from My Mother's Kitchen. And I thought that it might be quite fun for us to share some of the recipes and stories from this recipe book over the coming weeks. So, Delicious Mauritius, come with my mother and me on a culinary tour around Mauritius. Mauritius is a tiny island located right in the heart of the Indian Ocean. It's a very special place, surrounded by coral reefs and filled with landscapes of breathtaking natural beauty. It also happens to be where my mother was born and raised, and where she developed her love for food. Mauritius has an eclectic history, and this is represented in its cuisine, which is a perfectly spiced fusion of its Indian, African, French, and Portuguese heritage. Join us as we share the secrets of preparing the very best of Delicious Mauritius. Bon appétit. So let's make a start then, shall we? So this book is dedicated to my grandfather, my mother's father, and the first short poem in it is called "Leaving Port Lewis," and this was actually written by my mum. It's a sort of haiku style. I was once on a ship, or quite recently rather, I was on a ship, and I sent my mum a picture of the ship pulling away from the harbour. And she wrote this text message back to me, and I thought it was so beautiful that I wanted it to start off the book. What of you? Lights lighting up the ship, the sky above and the sea below. Magic. So let's move on to the introduction. At the height of the swinging 60s, my mother swapped her embroidered saris for miniskirts and made the crossing from the small village of Long Mountain, Mauritius, and moved to the urban streets of Tooting, South London. Her attire and beehive hairdo may have utterly changed, but her healthy appetite for the food of her homeland remained steadfast. Every evening, her tiny London kitchen would be filled with the sizzles, fragrance and flavours of Mauritius as she conjured up a taste of home. Delicious Mauritius is a celebration of traditional Mauritian cookery and your open invitation to experience the unique cuisine of the island of Mauritius. The recipes featured in this book range from tea time cakes and street food snacks, quick and easy fodder for hungry school children, to elegant evening dishes that take time and planning to create and are perfectly suited for a special event. Best of all, however, you will learn how to create the mouth-watering food that my mother grew up on, the food that was prepared for her by her very own mother. I've thought about writing this book for over 10 years. My mother and I only got around to writing it during last year's lockdown. Clearly, the idea needed plenty of time to marinate. The lockdown meant that we weren't able to be physically close to each other for several months, so we spoke every day by video call. My mother dictated the recipes, and I would try to keep up with her, typing away from my home just a few miles away. I think that there is something fitting about us creating a book in this way. Even though we were apart, we remained connected through food. And I absolutely hope that you enjoy hearing some of the recipes and the stories that are contained in this book over the coming weeks.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that such a splendid song? You can't just help but wiggle when you listen to a gorgeous song like that. Hello, hello. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you for joining me here on Acupuncture Point. So I thought that I would like now to talk about how you can boost your yang energy during these very, very cold winter months with a view to helping those people, those women who are interested in having a child and need to give their egg quality a bit of a boost. So what is yang? So you've probably all seen that Chinese symbol of yin and yang. It essentially represents the law of the unity of opposites. So there's a white half which represents yang, which is associated with masculine summertime heat, and the black half represents yin, which is associated with feminine, winter and cool, or the shady side of the mountain. Now, neither yin nor yang can exist without the other. And when they reach their strongest point, they transform into the other. So try to think about it in this way. As soon as we pass through the depths of winter, the winter solstice, we immediately start the ascent upwards, thank heavens, back towards summertime. Now, in order to optimise our health and also our fertility, yin and yang levels need to be well balanced. So if you're looking to start a family, it's essential that you see the season of winter as an opportunity to regenerate your body and to increase the amount of yang energy that is stored within us. So winter is a time when our levels, our natural levels of yang are at their lowest and yin predominates. So the weather's cold, it feels like it's dark all the time. I know, you're not alone if you're feeling this, we all feel it. And just as the energy of the earth starts to turn inwards, our energy levels are at their lowest. This means that just getting through the day can sometimes feel like a huge achievement during these long winter months. Everything feels like so much of a chore. So the energy of yang is warming and it governs the movement of blood and the body's vital energy, its qi, throughout the body. So yang also speeds up our reproductive processes of ovulation and implantation. So how can we nourish our yang energy? Very, very simply, we can go for quiet walks in nature. Make sure that you wear your boots because you will be covered in mud if you live in the UK, definitely. And observe, take time to observe the beauty of stillness around us. Allow yourself to take more sleep. Don't feel guilty about sleeping more. Animals hibernate during the winter months, so let's take a leaf out of their book. Make time to enjoy being in the here and now. So just as you're doing listening to this show, try to focus on the words. Try to sit and read a book, and do this rather than flicking through random things on social media. Let's really take time to read and immerse ourselves. I love candles. I was lucky enough to have been given some scented candles over Christmas time. Just lighting those and creating a pleasurable environment. These are all wonderful ways to help to nourish the sense of yang within us, and they also help our minds to focus. I'm going to talk later on in the show about the importance of eating various foods like soups and stews. This is a really great way to increase your yang energy. And finally, wrapping up warm, particularly around your kidneys, which are located around your lower back. This really is a great way to nurture and to make sure that your amount of yang energy is boost as much as possible. Now, there is an awful lot of research out there that demonstrates that acupuncture is effective at boosting fertility and also improving egg quality. So you might like to incorporate a bit of acupuncture into your regime if you're thinking about starting a family.
I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on.
Even if you're having a really, really rotten day, listening to something gorgeous like that, I think really does help to lift the spirits. Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin, Philosopher, here on UK Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining in and for listening to Acupuncture Point. So I wanted to share with you a bit of research that I came across that I just thought sounded really, really interesting. When people have a stroke, very often there will be depression or anxiety associated with that. And the study that I've come across is basically talking about how people received electroacupuncture treatment and how this helped them to get over that depression. So this was quite a small study, 65 patients in total, and all of the patients had post-stroke depression. And they were allocated into electroacupuncture groups, or they were given sham electroacupuncture. And the treatment was administered at a point right up at the very top of the head, a point on the leg known as spleen 6, a very, very famous point. If you just move your finger up from the middle of your big toe up into where those first metatarsal joints come together, that's where this point is. It's known as liver 3. Basically, the electroacupuncture group received electroacupuncture, funnily enough, on these points, and the other group, the sham group, received sham electroacupuncture group. They just didn't receive acupuncture treatment. Treatment was given 3 times a week for 4 weeks. And they were assessed at the beginning, the patients rather were assessed at the beginning of the study, and also 2 weeks in, 4 weeks in, and 4 and 8 weeks following treatments. And the results were significant. There were significant differences and improvements with those patients who received the electroacupuncture than those who didn't receive the electroacupuncture. And the scores on depression were significantly improved at the end of week 2 after the treatment had ended, and it lasted 8 weeks after the treatment had started. So the conclusion drawn by these very, very clever researchers is that electroacupuncture appears to be a helpful and safe treatment for post-stroke depression. So this really, really is wonderful. And hopefully it will bring a ray of light and hope to those people who have experienced a stroke.
I've opened the door.
That makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory, E bar gold.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station with over 1.2 million people listening every single week. That's 1.2 million people who are sharing love, sharing possibility, and sharing really, really excellent health and well-being advice and tips. So to each and every one of you, thank you. So I came across this article recently where basically a top psychiatrist has revealed his top brain healthy fridge and pantry basics. This psychiatrist is called Dr. Daniel Amen, and he is from California. And he recently posted a list of the various foods that he eats to maintain his health. Now, even though I am an acupuncture practitioner, I always talk to my patients about their diet, and also, of course, we talk about ways in which they can improve their mindset, because as we know, our mind creates. Our brains are so clever. If we have a positive outset, just wonderful things can happen. And this very, very clever psychiatrist is of the same opinion. He basically feels that if you have a positive attitude, you will feel better. And if you have a negative attitude, you will feel sicker, and your brain may well feel foggier. He writes that your attitude or mindset may be the single most important factor in feeling better fast. When your mindset is one of deprivation and your focus is on what you cannot have, you are more likely to remain mired in illness and brain fog. It's so interesting, isn't it? So he recommends giving up sugary and fast foods and avoiding alcohol. And he says that these are often laden with pesticides. And you might enjoy them, but they are the things that drive inflammation and illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, dementia, and early death. So he recommends, if you want to feel better fast and to make this feeling last for a lifetime, you need to develop a mindset of abundance, and support this by flooding your brain with wonderful, nutritious foods. So here are some things that he recommends. Nuts, such as Brazil nuts, cashews, cashew butter, coconut, flax seeds. Oh, those are wonderful things for you. Fruits that you can try include the humble apple, avocados, yum, blackberries, blueberries. You see, these might be healthy, but there's no sort of lacking taste or lacking deliciousness here, are there? Also, some of the other things that you can add to your diet to really give your brain a boost. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts. This isn't for everyone, but I happen to love them. Cauliflower. Everyone loves cauliflower, don't they? Green beans. Gorgeous. And the humble onion. And also, we could round all of that up with some sweet potatoes. Gorgeous. So you know what? We can all enjoy our diet, knowing that at the same time, we are boosting our brain power and also focusing on staying fitter and healthier for longer. I know, I can't believe it either. It is home time. The time has absolutely flown today. Thank you so much for joining in and for listening to my show, Acupuncture Point. Hope that you've enjoyed the start of Delicious Mauritius, which is available to purchase on Amazon. Please do stay where you are, because coming up after me, we have Chi Time by the rather delectable Clara Apollo. Now, you didn't think I'd forgotten, did you? This week's game of themes. Well, of course, it was dreaming of summertime. We had all of my favourite sort of summertimey songs, including Jennifer Lopez on the floor, Hot, Hot, Hot by Arrow, Islands in the Dream, and this, Lambada by Kaoma. Lots of love, and I'll see you again next week. Goodbye.